Tech Webcast is sponsored by Venturi Web Development and Promotion, passionately helping small business succeed online. Is your website in need of an upgrade? Do you need help with social media and the promotion of your business? Venturi can help develop and implement a strategy that is best suited to your business. Promotional packages are also available. So contact Venturi today for your free quote. And we thank Venturi for supporting Tech Webcast. Vinyl is back, baby. And if you don't want to miss the boat on all things vinyl, then you should jump right over to Still Spinning. That's STILL, Still Spinning on YouTube. It's Kevin Carpenter's wonderful channel where he has video after video on all things vinyl. So, Kevin also has a Facebook page at facebook.com Still Spinning 3, that's the number 3, where you can continue the conversation. So if you want that new turntable, if you're after the Beatles White Album, or you don't know what vinyl is all about, just jump over to Still Spinning on YouTube and hook up with Kevin Carpenter. And we thank Kevin and Still Spinning for supporting Tech Webcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tech Webcast. Please like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. Thank you.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Minus 10.
Tech Webcast.
9.
Climbing nicely. Roll program initiated.
All right. Welcome to Tech Webcast Podcast, episode 449, recorded on 4th of November 2017. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 p.m. Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at Facebook. Tech Webcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast app and download the Android app. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/TechWebcast. And welcome, Brad.
Hello, Jacob.
Hello, hello, hello.
You're not Daryl. You're from Newberry, Florida. But you can be Daryl for today.
Okay, I'll be Daryl. Not. He's a little bit under the weather.
Yeah, I know. I know what he means. I've had this cold all week and still hasn't sort of gone away. It's gone away a little bit, but it's still here. How's your week been, mate?
It's been pretty good. Last week was my birthday.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Yep. Thank you.
And what did you get? And what didn't you get?
Everything under the moon.
Yeah, what did you get?
My new bed.
Yeah, what else?
And a couple CDs.
Yeah, what else?
The rest hasn't come in yet.
No, it hasn't. So yeah, good
to hear. We got Aldwyn there sitting in the wings.
I was about to bring her in right now. Aldwyn, welcome back to the podcast. You have made
Thanks, guys. How are you?
Good. You've put time aside for us to be on the podcast. That's good.
You still good there, Aldwyn?
Aldwyn, you there? Okay, no, she's not there. Anyway, she's put time aside to be in the podcast, so thanks for that, Aldwyn, for doing that for us, for making time for us. Yes.
I'm in Hawaii at the moment, and the time zone is all over the place.
The reception's so, really the reception's
great to be here. Can you hear me? Hello.
Yeah, the reception. Hello. The reception's really, really bad where you are. But anyway, let's go to David. Welcome to the podcast, Dave. Back again, mate. Good to have you on.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Good, mate. How's your week been?
Really good. Cold, but really good.
Yeah. Anything exciting happened during the week, or?
Oh, it's, you all know me. Just vinyl shopping, yeah. Vinyl shopping, and maybe some work thrown in.
Nice, nice. So any good finds during the week? Have you been doing any vinyl shopping during the week, or anything last time we spoke?
Yeah, staring at about 50 records right now I've picked up this week, probably more than I need, but I've had a good couple of days of you guys all know that I frequent the thrift stores in my area and,
yeah.
Or just general cheap finds, and I've been having some really good luck lately.
Yeah, definitely. So the question is, do the shop owners remember who you are?
Oh, I know them all from being in the business for two decades. You know, my whole history is owning record stores and all that prior to moving on from that. But I know them all. But the all the thrift store people now, they all see me, you know, pretty much regularly. So they all know me. We all get along pretty well.
Awesome, good stuff. What's plug your YouTube channel, David?
My YouTube channel is Naz Nomad, N-A-Z-Z or Z-Z, depending on what part of the world you're in. Nomad, N-O-M-A-D. You can find me on YouTube.
Awesome. Jacob, what about you? Have you got any questions for David?
Well, let's just say, what were your finds since the last time we talked to you on Tech Webcast?
Or what were my finds?
Yeah,
your, like, vinyls and stuff.
Oh, since I've been on last, I've literally probably have found a couple hundred records, really, if not more. I kind of do a weekly update on YouTube showing my latest finds. You probably would have to ask me daily what's my finds of that day, I guess, although I haven't really been out today. After we're done today, I'll probably go looking for some records, but I've had a lot of good finds lately. I've been to two record fairs that I participate in my city, and one in a city called Calgary that's about 3 hours south from me. And so it's not, you know, with me, it's not just one of the cheap thrift store finds. I do pay some bucks for some collector vinyl, and I've gotten quite a bit of that lately. Which I've covered on YouTube, but lots of really, really good stuff. I've checked off a lot of boxes on my most wanted list.
Oh, okay. And welcome back, Aldwyn.
Thanks, guys. Sorry about that. I was in a bad Wi-Fi zone there. So hopefully you can hear me all right now, can you?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful. That's fantastic. Isn't it great when technology works? So good to be back, and I am in Hawaii, as I mentioned, and I'm actually traveling around America for about a month, so I'm doing a bit of an adventure tour. I've been to LA already and Vegas, and now I'm in Hawaii, then I go to San Diego, then back to LA, then Sydney, Gold Coast, Sydney for a few weeks, so it's a pretty crazy time on the road for me at the moment, but great to be with you guys. I missed you last week, so it's great to be back this week.
Yeah, there was no episode last week.
Oh, the week before, I mean.
The week before, yeah.
Missed you the week before.
Yes.
Yeah, and well, last week, I missed doing the show last week. So, yeah. You know, it's great when we get the shows done.
It is.
So, yeah, great to be here.
And we're doing another episode tomorrow, Jacob. Is that correct?
Yes, we are.
450 episode tomorrow,
awesome.
Alden. So if you're free tomorrow, come back on.
Yeah, great. All right. Same time.
Same
back channel.
Yes, that's it. Same time. So yeah, we got David Michaels on today. He does a YouTube channel and does vinyl record videos.
Awesome.
So yeah, he's been on the podcast before, so I wanted to get him back on and see what he's been up to the last time we spoke. And yeah, so Jake, continue the question.
Okay, what I was going to say to make it easier on David, what was your latest best find?
My latest,
like within the week.
Within this week, me and Brad have been talking about a very, very rare funk album that I found. And in fact, on my latest YouTube video, I show, in fact, I found three copies at one thrift store of this really, really rare funk album by a band called Rasputin Stash, which probably doesn't mean a lot to most people unless you kind of look it up maybe on YouTube and or maybe try to stream it. But that's kind of turned into one of my favorite albums I've found recently, because it's a band that I've knew nothing about from 1975. And it's one of those pleasant surprises where you throw it on and it's you instantly fall in love with it. That's probably my favorite find recently. This really rare funk album. And yeah, I've been really grooving on that one a lot recently. And probably after that, I've been dipping my toe in the waters of the Led Zeppelin reissue catalog, getting some good deals on online for some of those Led Zeppelin reissues. I've been kind of enjoying those recently.
Awesome.
Okay.
Any more questions, Jacob?
I haven't been watching your videos, but I've been sharing the Mesa album for you, though.
Oh, great. Thank you.
So David, how often do you go and buy records? Every week or every few weeks? Or?
I'm fortunate that I live within a 10-minute radius of many thrift stores and a few record stores, all that sell new and used records. So, because I work kind of weird hours, yeah. I kind of get up in the afternoon after working all night, and I can get up and I can kind of pop out for an hour and hit five places within an hour. So it's kind of something I do daily, just kind of get up and get the blood moving and get my body moving and just kind of get up and move around and just pop by the record stores and have a look around. And so it's kind of, you know, maybe not daily, maybe every other day. Just kind of get up and have a look around, and it's amazing what you find. You just kind of put the time and effort in. And I've as you know from my videos, I've been very, very, very fortunate over the summer and up until now, actually.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what stuff you've found, and it's just so awesome that what you found, David. It's unbelievable, mate.
Well, I chalk it up to where I live. I live in Edmonton. Very northern Canada. Yeah. Well, it's the most northern major city, I believe, in the world. But we spend the vast majority of the year in snow and winter. And I always kind of reckon that a lot of people either picked up instruments or they went out and bought records. So they either formed bands, because there's a lot of really good local bands. And as you see by the records I find, a lot of people just stayed in and bought records because you couldn't really go out.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
when you spend over half the year in winter, as cold as it gets up here, you know, I think that's what a lot of people did. They just bought records because just when you think the good vinyl finds are done, you stumble across another treasure trove of vinyl. So that's why I think where I live is so good. Just because there's nothing else to do really half the year. And a lot of people just bought records.
Yeah, yeah.
I have one more.
Go ahead, John.
It's off kilter.
Go ahead.
Is it already snowing up there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We, like, a couple of days ago, we had our first snow that stayed. And just out of interest, I had a look to see what the temperature was where you are. And it's kind of the polar opposite. It's, you know.
Yeah.
Freezing cold. And we've, you know, we always have a couple start stops where it snows and then it melts and snows and it melts. But we've had our first snow that stayed on, I believe, Halloween. So now we're now snowed in for the next probably 6 months.
Wow.
And usually, like when the snow starts falling, how many feet do you usually get?
Oh, you know, it hasn't been too bad in the last few years. You know, you could get a couple feet of snow in one snowfall. You know, it probably, you know, as it accumulates, if you know, I'm sure it's probably overall 15, 20 feet of snow if it accumulates. But, you know, once we get into midwinter, the kind of level of snow kind of levels off, and it's always, you know, maybe a couple feet around.
Probably enough to cover a half of a truck.
Oh, I've seen many snowfalls when you've had vehicles covered. Yeah, it does get that bad up here. It can, anyways.
Okay.
I mean, I understand you guys are in summer, or it looks like you're having summer temperatures, and I hate you.
Brad is.
Yes, yeah, I am. We are going into summer, man. I'm not. Don't get me wrong, I love the hot weather, but I would rather the cold, though, to be honest.
You know what? I'm amazed about the amount of people I've met who come here from Australia and who end up moving here.
Yeah.
Because they just fall in love with the weather changes, and they fall in love with skiing or, you know, snowboarding or whatever, and they end up staying. I've had a lot of Australians that work for me over the years at record stores who just wanted to come for a visit to Canada, and they end up loving it. And yeah. Like I don't understand that, because I would rather swap our temperatures, but it's always greener on the other side, isn't it? You know, I'm sure there's their downfalls for living where you live too.
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah, definitely. So David, are you more into the hot weather or the cold?
I think that's just a product of age. As you get older, you know, your bones start hurting a bit more in the cold. You know, you never really ever get. You know, a lot of people say you must get used to it.
Yeah,
but. You never do get used to it. You know, you don't get used to minus 35 Celsius. You just don't. It hurts. It hurts the same as it did when you were 10.
Yeah.
You know, so I think as you get older, the warmer temperatures is a lot more forgiving for your body. Your body's easier to kind of, you know, move up and get around.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So when you buy records, do you only buy records in your local area, or do you buy records from any other sort of countries, or, you know, them sort of places, or?
You know, I buy records from all over the place. I do buy, you know, we are fortunate that we do have a lot of really good local record stores. And I was spoiled for 20 years where I owned my own record stores, but now that I don't do that no more, I'm lucky where we have a lot of local stores, but there's always going to be stuff that our local stores don't carry. So, you know, I do go online, and there was a stretch where I was trying to accumulate Japanese vinyl because I just think Japanese pressings are really interesting. And yeah, so I mean, Discogs is really good if you kind of know what you're looking for and you find a good seller.
Yep.
So, I don't discriminate. I'll buy vinyl from anywhere.
Yeah. What were you saying, Jacob?
I've got one.
Yeah, go ahead, mate.
No, what I was going to say is we have a place here in Florida called Here Again Records. Yeah, it might be probably a good idea to take a look there, too.
And is it called Here Again?
Yeah, it's just called Here Again Radio, or should I say Here Again Records.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'll check that out.
Yeah, I'll check it out, too. So they actually shipped around the world today, Jacob?
I think they do. Okay. And also, Aldwin's got a comment.
Go ahead, Aldwin. What's the comment?
I just want to say, look, it's 27 degrees centigrade here in Honolulu right now. It is absolutely magical temperature, and the beach is packed here at Waikiki. It's absolutely packed. So it's, you know, it is a beautiful part of the world. And I just want to say I personally can't handle too much of the cold. I have been skiing, and I've found it. The best part of skiing for me was sitting by the fireplace having a drink at the end of it. I actually don't like the cold so much, but I have heard that Canada is absolutely beautiful, and I'm sure there are some magical spots about it. So talking of hot and cold weather, David, would you say that because it does get colder in Canada, that more people would tend to be into vinyl because it's colder weather over there? Do you think that has anything to do with it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I when I was younger, you know, in Canada, you either went out and played hockey, which we all did, but there's only, you know, you can't go play hockey in 40 below or 35 below, you know, although we tried, we would freeze ourselves, but you either, a lot of my friends, they picked up guitars and did bands, or you just bought music and that's what you did. There's only, you know, there's only a finite amount of things you can do inside. So a lot of people, that's kind of my philosophy why there's so many good finds in my area, because you're like, a lot of people I reckon just went out and bought music. And like I said, is, you know, we spend more than half our year in freezing cold, that I think that's what they did. They just went out and bought music. And I guess I'm fortunate that way. And don't get me wrong, Canada is probably I've been all over the world, and Canada still remains one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. But yeah, the cold does wear on you, and I'll agree with you. And right now, Aldrin, your temperature right now is about 40 degrees Celsius hotter than what I am in right now. So
wow.
I'm minus 13.
Wow. Right now. Yes. Well, some people love that. So I guess it does come down to preference. And if they come from Melbourne, like Melbourne has four seasons in one day, you know, generally. So it does get quite cold there and it gets very hot. Whereas the Gold Coast, where I'm from, on the northern part of Australia, is actually pretty warm all year round. So we get very used to just having hot weather or warm weather. So I guess, you know, it does depend what you're used to and what you prefer. And I just want to mention, last night I was in a bar here in Waikiki, and I thought of you, Brad, because this bar was called Above Ultra Lounge, and it was surrounded with records all along the top lining of the whole. It was kind of like a nightclub, really. All along the top was just had records. So just had a whole lot of records stuck to the top of the wall. I thought that was really cool, actually. So it was actually used as a decoration for this nightclub in Honolulu, in Waikiki. And so I thought of you there, Brad.
Thank you.
There you go. I was thinking of you just last night.
Thank you. Thank you.
And here we are talking vinyl today. And I also love music from the 80s and 90s. Like, I played some old classics the other day, like Golden Brown, you know, that Golden Brown song, and some Bananarama songs, you know, some of those old classic songs from the 80s, you know, The Doors. You know, absolutely love The Doors. I mean, that kind of music just doesn't go out of fashion. Some Pink Floyd I pulled out.
Pink Floyd, wow.
Supertramp, love Pink Floyd.
What's your favorite album, Pink Floyd?
And his thing with Rodriguez. I love Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh yeah, I agree.
That's probably my favorite.
Yep, good album.
Yeah.
What about you, David? What's your favorite Pink Floyd album?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going. You know what? All in all. I will have to say The Wall.
The Wall, yeah, yeah. Actually, David, you actually showed a Pink Floyd album in one of your videos the other day. I think it was called something. It's called Dances Dance. Something.
Oh, that one, yeah, that was something I really wanted. It's being reissued coming up as an expensive reissue. But I found one at a record fair for $5.
Yeah.
It's called A Collection of Great Dance Songs,
That's it.
A six-song kind of best of album.
That's it. I actually found one too the other day for $15, so I grabbed it.
Yeah, actually, $15 is a damn good price for that, because the reissue price is about $35 Canadian, and it's like, well, I'll save myself $25 because the original is perfect the way it is.
Yeah.
So I mean, good pickup on that one.
Yeah, definitely, man. Sounds great too. Sounds really good too.
Oh yeah, it's great.
And I usually stream stuff before I buy it. Before I want to buy it, I'll just usually stream it before I buy it, and if I like it, you know.
You know, that's where I love technology, because, you know, I am a bit older, and sometimes I'm a bit of a technophobe, but that's where technology is much, much greater now than when I was young, because you couldn't do that, obviously. So everything you bought when I was young, and this is probably before you could have listening posts at record stores, you had to take a chance. And it's kind of foolproof now, isn't it? You can just...
Yep.
Get on your phone and you could stream. You have any number of manners or ways to stream music, to sample things. That's what I do in thrift stores a lot. I don't know what this album is I'm looking at. I'll stream a quick 20 seconds of it, a minute. So, I mean, that's where technology is amazing. Yeah. It's just kind of, you know, everything's like the touch of your hands for records.
Yeah, definitely.
To stream music.
Yeah, Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Jacob, what about you? What's your view on this?
I've got, with vinyl and me, I'm just, and what he said about streaming and then buying the CDs, that's what I've been doing.
So what, you buy CDs and then you stream them, or?
No, what I do is, because some of the music services I use, they sometimes get rid of the music that, you know, how they have those alternate versions, the newer versions, then all of a sudden, like, the original yep. is gone. All they give you is the new studio version.
Yeah.
That's another reason why I get the CDs. So whenever, like, if I lose that song, I'll always have it on CD, on backup.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's cool. And David, I've got a question about how you promote your show and how you build your subscriber list. Have you got a plan around that? How do you promote your shows? Well, it looks like you've got some great...
Sorry, you're cutting out there. The question is, how do I build my viewers on YouTube?
I think that's what she was saying.
Content?
You know what? I
on your YouTube channel?
Yeah. You know what? I don't make it.
So I'm curious as to, well, firstly, what technology do you use to record videos, and how do you build your subscribers? Yeah, like, yeah.
I think you're really on bad Wi-Fi, Aldwin.
I think I understood enough of the question to Aldwin. Is that you know?
I can
what?
Hear you. Okay. I'll move to another. If it's any better.
Okay. Can you hear me better here?
Yes.
Okay. Good. All right.
Okay. Grab a chair. Sit down right there.
All right. Okay. All right.
Go ahead. I don't know if that got answered.
Go ahead, David.
Yep. I was going to say is I was going to answer that question really quickly. Is that you know what? I just when I first started doing YouTube, it was kind of by you know it was just kind of an you know a little experiment, kind of keep myself busy while I was off work from work, and I did go out and buy webcams and all that stuff, and I found it really just easier just to use my phone, just to use my iPhone, and. It's a lot easier just to kind of, you can edit right on your phone and you can upload right from your phone and you can make any, you can add little, there's old apps, you can add titles and whatnot. But I make a concerted effort not to overexpose myself on YouTube. And it's been amazing taking that philosophy that I've been able to kind of grow my subscriber list just kind of organically. And it's just total word of mouth. And I've only been making vinyl videos for about 13, 14 months and, you know, I've kind of passed the 1,000 subscriber mark a couple months ago. So it's honestly just been word of mouth, and I think that's a lot of growth in a short amount of time for not someone who goes out and overtly promotes his channel. And I think that kind of just speaks to maybe content, having good content, and having something just. That's the comments I get from people a lot is the content is good. And so I think that is kind of, you know, case in point, if you have something to say and you know what you're talking about and you're kind of a little bit entertaining, the subscribers will kind of come.
Right. And do you know where most of your subscribers are from? Do you know which countries or have you looked that up?
I looked recently for the first time on the analytics, and it's honestly, it's, I think it was 92% USA, and it's odd. It's maybe 6% Canada, and the rest of the world. So I'm amazed. It's primarily America, and I'm going to guess this is probably kind of that has to do with population. I'm guessing, but it's mostly America.
Okay. Awesome. So you just use your iPhone, and then you just upload it from there. What sort of editing software? Do you use?
There's a YouTube editing app But you can just, you know, and really, I don't make my videos grand productions. I kind of use the YouTube editor app, and you kind of just, you know, you edit the bits off you don't want, and then you kind of upload it. And from there, you can kind of, once it's uploaded to YouTube, that's the thing I like. It's really easy. Just you record, you just kind of edit the bits off you want, and you just upload it in a matter of minutes, and it's there for you. And if you want to make any of those changes, you can just hop on YouTube and just add any little minor effects you want. And that's kind of what I do. I'm not one for really making huge productions out of my videos. And I think that's kind of what people like about my videos, to be honest with you.
Okay. Awesome. That's great. Well, I think it's excellent that you're, you know, following your passion and doing this. Do you have another sort of day job that keeps the money coming in for you, or is this the main thing you're doing?
Oh, no, YouTube is just kind of it's just a hobby. I will never ever monetize my YouTube account because it is just that. It's just a hobby. But nowadays, I work for our postal system, and that was after. Like I said, I had worked in the music retail end of things for about 22 years, owning and running record stores. But now I work for our Canadian postal system, which offers a lot more stability than the music retail world does.
Yeah, definitely. So Dave, I've got a question about what do you think the future is? I was actually talking to someone about this the other day when I was at a record store here in Melbourne. About the record stores, like the future and stuff. What do you think of the stores?
Right. So you get so many subscribers.
Hang on. Yeah, okay. I was going to... sorry about that David. Aldrin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Jake, can you tell you she's
yep,
breaking
can
up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're breaking up really bad.
Oh, okay. I've moved location. All right, maybe I'll... go outside. It's kind of, I am in Hawaii, so I guess, you know, we're kind of on an island here.
Yeah.
All right, let me see if out here is any better.
Anyway.
Okay, is this better out here?
It's a little bit noisy. A little bit noisy.
A bit noisy in the background, yeah. Okay. I'll go back inside. Okay.
Stand by the router.
Anyway.
Okay.
Stand by. Well, I'm using my Vodafone here, actually. Vodafone here in Hawaii.
Ah, so Vodafone.
I'm not actually using the local Wi-Fi.
Vodafone sucks.
You need a...
you need to be on Telstra.
There you go, because they work a lot better here.
They do indeed. So okay. David, got a question.
Okay.
So, hold on, I've got a question for David. So if you can just give me a one
sure.
1 minute.
Go for it. Yeah.
So, David... what do you think about the future of these record stores in the future, do you reckon?
You know, I think there'll always be a place for a record store.
Yeah.
And the whole vinyl resurgence in the past 10 years, which is no longer a resurgence. Vinyl is here and it will stay. It might level off, but vinyl is now. The way I look at it, we just went through a 20-year blip, you know, where CDs became king and vinyl just kind of took a hiatus for a bit. But now we are back to I would say three or four viable formats with streaming, CDs, vinyl, and, you know, and MP3s, I guess, are still a thing. But there'll always be a place for a record store. And I think the vast majority of people buying vinyl are kids. And I call them kids because I'm old, but that's the future. And they're always going to need a place to go to, because as much as I find online convenient and Discogs convenient, I've talked to so many kids and teenagers and even people in their 20s who are discovering the joy that I've always had since I was young in the 80s. And it's going to a record store and flipping through vinyl racks. And when I participate in record fairs now, the vast majority are younger people. And that tells me that there's always going to be a place for a physical brick and mortar record store. And I don't think that will ever go away. They might morph. They might kind of, you know, they'll have to keep up with the times to a certain extent, but I think there'll always be a shop you can go to and physically grab a record and buy it.
Yeah, definitely. Do you get a shop over there called Best Buy? Best Buy over there?
Best Buy? Yeah, we do have Best Buy. And the funny thing is that Best Buy no longer carries music in Canada.
I understand
they still carry music in other countries.
Yeah, they do, because we have JB Hi-Fi over here, same sort of shop, and they carry CDs, vinyl, which is bloody awesome, and yeah, it's great.
All those big box kind of stores, as we call them, they no longer carry. I don't know if you have Walmarts in Australia, but Walmart is the big kind of North American retailer. They still carry music, but all the big name electronic stores, they've kind of gotten out of it, which is, it's less convenient, but it's better for the dedicated music stores. But I do understand what you're saying. I think as many places that sell music is that's best for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I agree. What about you, Jake? What's your view on this?
Vinyl?
No, about the shops you're talking about.
Oh, the shops and stuff?
Yeah. Because I've showed you around Melbourne a few times, haven't I?
Yes, you have, and you have a lot of places, but some of the places when you started were like, you went to every single one in the citywide in Melbourne.
Yep. But the one shop that I always go back to is what?
Dutch Vinyl.
There you go, mate. There you go.
I have a slogan for them. Once you go Dutch, you never go back.
True. Is that what you do, David? Do you always go back to the one shop, or do you go back to different shops? Because I know for me personally, I always go back to one shop and they always look after me there. That's what I do anyway. But what about you? Do you always go back to different shops or?
Well, I'm lucky, like I was saying, that I happen to be friends with all the owners of the local record shops. So I kind of try to spread it around. But just for time restraints, I kind of do keep it to a couple that are regular. One of the local stores, which is 5 minutes from me, is a friend of mine. So I do know what you're talking about. And that's what I did when I was a kid. I was very loyal to one, one record store, and they always looked after me after they got to know me. I never had to worry about a thing.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. I just like going back to one shop, and don't get me wrong, there's awesome shops in Melbourne, but I just like going back to one shop, because they always look after me and stuff, and
they get to know you, and
which is awesome. What about you, Jacob?
I could say almost everybody in this town knows me.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. How do they know you?
I'm in there a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
What, buying stuff and that?
Yeah, with my mom and dad and even other people. They know me. So I give them help whenever they need it.
Yeah. Well, every time I go into Dutch Vinyl, and I wear my AirPods, they always ask me, "Are you talking to Jacob?" And I go, "Yes," because you're on FaceTime all the time, Jacob. That every time I walk in there.
Damn right.
See how memorable you are, Jacob.
There you go, Jacob. Hey. They know him. Yeah.
They also have play some good music in the background.
Yeah.
Like that one day, they were playing some good jazz music.
remember that time when that guy told you off in the shop?
What? I don't remember that.
Really? You don't remember that?
No.
Remember that time when you wanted that record and then you said, "Oh no."
Oh.
Yeah, remember that?
I was just stating it.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Alden, what about you?
Well, I was just thinking back to the very first record I bought, and I remember I bought it in a supermarket. It was like a Food for Less or a, Woolworths type supermarket, and I remember buying like a Best of the 80s, hits album back then.
Oh.
And then I started getting into, I was only about 13 or something back then, And then I started getting into things like, well, the Leftovers, the ska band that was they used to jam next door to me where I was in Sydney growing up. And then I got things like, you know, the Beatles and Madonna. I was into Madonna as a young girl, and I got some early Madonna. And, yeah, things like that, and then sort of evolved into, you know, things like Floyd Hendrix. I was kind of – I like the alternative music. After getting over the best of hits of the 80s, I then started going to some alternative stuff. So, but I was just thinking, you know, you used to be able to get it in the supermarket.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's where I got my very first one. And then after that, it was record stores. So yeah, it was just, I wouldn't know what the names of the record stores were now. It was that long ago.
Have you been into any record stores lately since then? Alden, have you been into record stores since then?
But, you know, also, like, you can pick some up at op shops and places like that, or garage sales.
Yeah.
But whenever I do, I always think of you, Brad. Always but think of you and how much you love vinyl.
Have you ever been back into vinyl record shops lately, Alden? Have you been back into stores, into the record stores? That's probably an answer for no. Okay, let's go back to David. So what else do you want to say, Dave, before we wrap the podcast up?
No, because I haven't seen any. I haven't got out of my way to...
Okay.
Well, no, I haven't. Well, that's the thing. I haven't been past any, and I haven't seen any lately.
Wow.
So, no.
Okay. All right, well, let's wrap the podcast up. Jacob, go ahead, mate.
One thing, go up to Florida. Go up to Miami. They have a gigabutt ton of stores.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Okay. Cool. I have to make that another trip because I won't have time on this one.
Yeah.
That would be very cool.
And follow that up and go all the way up to here. There's a few
others.
Yes, I'll have to.
There's even a spare room if you want to stay at Jacob's house, Alden.
Oh, that's very cool. I love how we spread the love between us, all the co-hosts. I love that.
All right, so, David, what do you want to say before we wrap the podcast up, mate? About your YouTube channel, I want to mention your channel again.
Yeah, if you want to go to YouTube, you can look up YouTube. I think it's /NazNomad, NazNomad. And you can check out my channel. And I just want to say thank you to all three of you for once again for having me on. I really appreciate it. And I will come back anytime you want.
No problem, mate. No problem. And you're going to go buy some more vinyl tonight, are you?
I'm dragging my wife out, and we're going to go thrift store shopping. And I will attempt to further load myself down with vinyl. Brad, you would come to my house and you would die if you saw the vinyl.
Oh, I can just imagine, mate. I can just imagine your room.
I would be sending you home with suitcases to take some off my hands.
Oh yeah, please do, please do. That's awesome, mate. So does your wife get into vinyl? Does she collect vinyl?
You know what? She actually, I am so happy that she got a record in the mail today. And
oh, nice.
She for the bands that she loves, she does. And when I'm off working, sometimes I'll come home and I'll see that the record player has been used, and I feel very proud.
Oh, good stuff. That's awesome. Good on her. What's her name?
Her name is Melanie.
Melanie.
She's probably listening to me upstairs talk right now. So hello, Melanie.
Hello, Melanie. Good on you. Shout out to Melanie. All right. Where can they get hold of you, Jacob, on Twitter?
What?
Where can they get hold of you on Twitter?
Jasper32669.
1Z. And you got me on Twitter. You can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz and at Tech Webcast. What about you, Dave? Are you on Twitter at all or Instagram?
You know what? I have I've never told anyone this, but I have a Twitter account. I think I'm at about 6,000 followers right now.
Oh, sweet.
And it's all it is just me showing all my 80s records. It's called at My 80s Singles.
Oh, sweet.
MYSINGLES. Singles, and I just show my incredible large collection of 80s records. So you can see me on Twitter there if you want, at My 80s Singles.
All right. Awesome. And what about Instagram? You're on Instagram too?
I am. And I don't know. I think it's What am I, Naz Nomad?
I think it is,
you should know that. Yeah, I think I'm Naz Nomad on Instagram.
Yes. It is, yes, it is.
There you go.
There you go. And Audrey, what about you?
Yes, you can just Google Media Queen or at Aldwyn on Twitter, on Facebook, Aldwyn Altunay, A-L-D-W-Y-N, surname A-L-T-U-N-E-Y. I've got a YouTube channel on LinkedIn, also Instagram, Aldwyn Altunay _ Media Queen. Twitter, Facebook, basically all the main ones, Pinterest as well. And I'm not...
Maybe Jacob, you can finish your conversation.
Snapchat, just like, you don't know, because I didn't like it, and I've taken myself off Snapchat. So, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google Plus, Pinterest.
All right, awesome.
And I think that's about it. It's, yeah, I hope you got all that. So yeah, just Google Aldwyn Altunay or Media Queen, you'll find me.
Awesome. Thanks, Audrey, for being on the podcast. Thank you, Dave, for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
You're a legend, mate. You're a legend. And Jake, wrap the podcast.
David.
Thanks, Audwyn.
I'll wrap it.
Thanks, guys.
I'll wrap this stuff up.
So tomorrow, episode 450, mate.
Damn right, son.
Okay, wrap it up, mate. Wrap it up. You can wrap it up. Go ahead. Say what you want to say. Go ahead.
I'll wrap it up, but I'll be crap it up.
Oh, did you mention the two new ads, by the way, Jacob?
I've got them right here. We got Saber TV.
Yep.
And the cheaper tech.
That's it. And I mentioned Grandma's handbag too. Dean. Dean. Shout out to Dean.
Dean with his granny's handbag. He always is giving bread. a lot of CDs and stuff.
He's a legend, that guy. And Dean, look out in the mail next week, mate, because there's a package coming your way. And, David, do you know Dean?
No, I don't actually, no.
Oh, he's from Australia. He has a YouTube channel called Grandma's Handbag.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, he does vinyl stuff.
Oh, I will check that out tonight. Yeah. Thank
check
you
it
for
out,
that.
Mate. Check it out, mate. Check it out. All right, Jacob, go ahead, mate.
What do you want me to say?
Say, wrap the podcast up.
Well, there's another one in the can. And in the gutter.
And on the roof.
And in the garbage can.
Thank you for listening to Tech Webcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. We'll catch you next time. Cheers.
Tech Webcast, Tech Webcast, Tech Webcast, Tech Webcast,
minus 10,
Tech Webcast,
9,
Tech Webcast,
8, 7,
Tech Webcast, Tech Webcast, Tech Webcast,
6,
Tech Webcast,
5,
Tech Webcast,
5, 4,
Tech Webcast,
zero.
Ignition.
Tech Webcast.
Lift
off.
A beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely. Roll program initiated.